Part 12, Chapter 1. The recreation hall of the compound was ablaze with light and bursting with noise. It was jammed full of cyclos, and they were mostly drunk. It was a grand party on the evening of the semi-annual firing. Char and two other executives were going home. It was something to celebrate. The end of a duty tour on this accursed planet. Attendants rushed about with saucepans of Kerbango held 6 or 8 at a time in their paws. Female cyclo clerks, released from the cowed decorum that was their normal lot, joked and got their bottoms smacked. A couple of fights had already started and ended without anyone discovering what the fight had been about. Games of chance and marksmanship were a tangle of disorganized confusion. Jokes of a bawdy and discreditable nature were being buffeted at the departing executives.
Have a saucepan on me at the Claw in Imperial City.
Don't buy more wives than you can handle in one night.
Tell him a thing or two at the home office about what it's like out here. The mangy slobs.
The atmosphere was so convivial that even Kerr was included. And the midget sat with pompous importance, trying to judge a contest of how many bites a minute could be taken from a saucepan with the participant's paws held behind him. 5 executives were chanting a school yell that went,
"Cyclo, cyclo, cyclo! Kill him, kill him, kill him!"
over and over, tunelessly but loud. Down back of the firing platform, a train of pack horses, hoofs muffled with furred hide, moved silently out of a ravine and through the dark toward the unlit morgue. The greenish compound glow reached toward them unrevealingly. A faint clink of metal as Angus McTavish unlocked the morgue door with a master key. Char was very drunk, drunk and reeling. He walked unsteadily over to Turl, who looked drunk, but was cold and tensely sober.
"That's a good idea,"
said Char. He was always a nasty drunk, and the more he drank, the nastier he got.
"What is?"
said Turl through the uproar.
"Tell this thing or two at the home office."
Hiccuped Char.